Deportation flight had one passenger after 29 lodged legal challenges. By Victoria Friedman on October 3, 2020. The UK deported just one out of 30 failed asylum seekers scheduled on a flight to France after the rest had lodged legal challenges to their removal. One Sudanese man was returned to Paris under current EU asylum rules. The 29 others were taken off of the airplane and had their cases rescheduled, including 6 who claimed they were victims of slavery and 18 who made claims that they should be allowed to stay in Britain under the Human Rights Act, according to information seen by The Times. Their cases come after the Home Office complained earlier this year that activist lawyers were behind several other failed returns of bogus refugees. Home Secretary Priti Patel is said to be writing new asylum laws which would stop migrants drawing out the asylum process by continually filing new claims after failed ones. They will come into effect next year after the UK leaves the EU transition period. The Home Office also admitted that just 231 illegals had been deported since January 2019. Deportations since the pandemic have numbered in the tens, they said. The newspaper also reports that the number of asylum seekers being housed in 91 hotels across the country had risen to 9,500, an increase of 1/5 in a single month. The government has adapted 2 former military bases into open migrant camps for around a combined 650 asylum seekers. The figures were revealed after multiple reports in the media in recent days that the Home Office is considering options to deter boat migrants crossing the English Channel and how to manage the influx. Such ideas reportedly being seriously considered are housing them in retired ferries off of the British coast. Other more ambitious ideas, such as sending them to remote islands in the Atlantic or holding them in third countries like Papua New Guinea, had reportedly been ruled out. A source speaking to The Times on Friday said that the leaks of some of the more unorthodox ideas were a means to discredit the Home Secretary and any serious plan she may have for dealing with illegal mass migration. A confidant of Home Secretary Patel and fellow Tory MP told the newspaper of record, "It's pretty obvious what's happened here. By coming up with bizarre and unworkable policy options, then leaking them, the Foreign Office is attempting to discredit any and every solution to a problem which my constituents write to me about daily." The Foreign Office's idea of a crisis is receiving a strongly worded letter from a wacky UN special rapporteur. Some 7,000 illegal aliens have landed on British shores by boat since the beginning of this year, with September's arrivals alone eclipsing the numbers for the whole of 2019. However, despite the rising numbers, the UN insists that the massive influx of migrants crossing the English Channel is not a threat to the UK. In August, the globalist organization had also claimed that the numbers arriving illegally in the UK were low and manageable, and condemned plans to push back the boats to France. Ms. Patel has reportedly recently met with former Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott, who is the UK's new trade advisor. During his tenure as leader of Australia, Mr. Abbott's Operation Sovereign Borders had been successful at stopping illegal boat migration by forcing the boats to turn back and implementing measures whereby would-be refugees would have their applications processed in third countries. Mr. Abbott had said in June that unless the UK gets tough and pushes back the boats, it will face its own migrant crisis.